Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, change in marriage rates, how it affects housing. All right, guys, kind of a different topic for you today. And I've been thinking about this for a while. You know, I saw some stats a few weeks ago about the marriage rates and how it's declining, especially among millennials. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting, but, you know, how does that really affect our industry? I don't know if that really has much of an effect. And, you know, some of the data's out there, you know, it says that 44% of millennials are now married, so it's under 50%. It's kind of a startling number. And then I looked into it a little further, and from 2021 to 2011, out of 1,000 people, only 14.9 people on average out of 1,000 were married. Compared to 2011 to the 2000s, it was 16.3 people per 1,000 were married. So we're definitely seeing a decline in marriage rates. So that got me thinking a little bit. And I was like, what does this really mean? And then I heard this commercial the other day while I was in my truck from a jeweler of all people. Now, if you've heard a jeweler's commercial, typically they go something like this, you know, you met the woman of your dreams and now you want to find a ring that's deserving of her and you want to get this beautiful ring to show how much you love her and you want her to see this ring and know that you're going to be together forever. And so you've got to come to me and I'll help you sell you that beautiful ring and you'll be in love forever and ever and ever. You can tell I'm not much of a romantic. I apologize. But that's the typical jeweler commercial, right? Or, oh, give this beautiful pendant to mom on Mother's Day to show your love. That kind of thing. But this commercial was very, very different. And it was interesting. It got me thinking about housing more. Because they talked about dating and what's happened to dating since COVID. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. This isn't something I normally think about. As a married man, I didn't really ever think of dating and COVID, but COVID really screwed up dating. I mean, think about it. COVID hits, everything's shut down. You can't go to movies. Heck, you can go to a lot of restaurants. You can't go to concerts. Can't go to sporting events. You pretty much went to work, if you could even go to work, or you Zoomed, and you go home and Netflix and chill, right? That was the thing. So it was very, very detrimental to the dating scene. And they cited a stat in the commercial, which was pretty interesting. They said that typically when someone starts dating, if they, you know, stay through the relationship, it typically takes about 39 months for them to go from, you know, dating to purchasing a wedding ring. 39 months, 3 years, 3 months. It's kind of interesting. And what they were saying in the commercial was what really piqued my interest. What they were saying is that because of COVID, obviously that started in 2020, end of 2020, people stopped dating, right? So now we are 2023, end of 2023. So we're getting closer to that, you know, 39-month period. And what they're saying is, okay, people started dating again once kind of things opened up from COVID. And they're still producing diamonds during this whole time and finding them. And so there's a glut of diamonds on the market right now. There's a glut of diamonds on the market because nobody was getting engaged for that period of time. Barely anybody was getting married. And even some of the people that were getting married, well, guess what? They decided, hey, you know what? We're going to postpone our wedding. Maybe they postponed even buying that wedding ring because they couldn't have their wedding of their dreams. So they were saying to people, go out and buy a diamond because, you know, it's cheaper now. And the price of diamonds is going to shoot up in the next year or so as more and more people start getting engaged and married and those kind of things now that that 39-month period is over. I thought, ooh, that's kind of interesting. Because the other thing that happens is when people get married, it's a lot of times they buy houses. Because think about it. They're dating. They each have their own apartment or property, and they decide to get married. Well, they don't need two apartments anymore. So a lot of times, too, they have smaller apartments. They don't feel like the both of them can live there comfortably. So they get rid of their apartments and maybe decide to buy a home. The other thing that happens, too, when people kind of get into a relationship, especially among millennials, I've seen it with several of my millennial friends that I have, is they decide to buy a house. And the very next thing they do is they have to test to see if they're going to be good parents. So they go get a dog. You don't typically go get a dog unless you have a house, because you want to have a yard and place for that dog. And this is a thing. They go out and they get a pet to make sure that they're responsible enough adults that they can keep this pet alive, so that in the near future when they decide to have babies, that they can handle the baby. Believe it or not, it's a true thing. So is a similar thing going to happen with housing in a, you know, maybe a year later? Very likely. And again, the data shows that there is a huge drop in the married percentage of people. And I think COVID has had effect on that. And we haven't fully postulated how that's going to affect the housing market. Now, this may be a small percentage of it, but it's still significant enough to move the needle. Heck, there's some data, again, as I was looking at this, they polled men who were married, or the amount of men that were married before COVID, it was 49%. And after COVID, it's dropped to 46%. So there's a 3% drop in the marriage rate. Same with females. 57% of females prior to COVID were married. Now it's down to 54%. Another 3% drop. But will that percentage go back up now that people can date, people can be together? Heck, there's probably people that got divorced during COVID just because they were stuck at home with their significant other, and that was very stressful for a lot of them. They're not used to spending that much time together with nothing to do. They took away their favorite activities to do. That bumped the divorce rate. So yeah, it's very possible that not only will it be more expensive to buy diamonds, it might also be more expensive to buy houses in the near future as more and more people get married, get engaged, move out, and start a new life. So what's the lesson? Well, I think my friend the jeweler was probably onto something here. There's no better time to buy than now, right? If there's anything that's going to disrupt the cycle, disrupt the pricing of something, you're better to do it sooner than later. And if we have a glut of people going out and getting engaged and married and then go out and buy houses, that's going to also affect the price of housing. So there you go. That's how marriage rates affect housing. Marriage rates and purchase of diamonds, it's all related. It's pretty interesting stuff. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So if you guys have a particular thought on this topic and would love to share it, please email me, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. And of course, I want to thank you guys all for tuning into the podcast. I recently saw an article. It listed the top 90 construction podcasts. And the Home Building Hero came in at number 10. So thank you guys so much for your support. Please make sure to leave a positive review, 5-star review, and a positive comment about the podcast. That's going to only help us continue to grow and keep our market share out there. And thank you guys so much for the kind support. It is truly appreciated. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.